On this sacred night when we welcome the Christ child onto the earth and into our lives, I want you to find a time as we worship tonight to bring to mind those people, those situations who need your prayers, who need God's grace. There are so many of our sisters and brothers throughout the world who aren't as lucky as us. Absolutely, there are difficulties in your life and problems that you deal with. But most of us will go to bed tonight in warm beds, in secure houses, with full bellies, surrounded by those we love. Such is not the case for all in this world. And so let us think about the birth of a baby over 2,000 years ago who would grow up to live a short life, but a life whose import was amazing, immeasurable. And let us have the guts to look at the world as we see it tonight and to know that it can be a better place, that we do have hope for the transformation of this world. And allow us now to raise our voices as one body of Christ, different languages, different cultures, all Christian people who recommit ourselves to following our Savior. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.